Blog Talk Radio. Memorial Day weekend to all of you, all supporters and listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports worldwide. Shout out to our listeners in the States and also overseas. Hello, Perry, over in UK, one of my just devoted Facebook friends. Love you, Mr. Party Man, and shout out to Chevy J, Prince, MPG, still rocking it in Australia. Thank you so much. I love you all. Thank you for listening to the show, and you all are going to love it because they're here live and on air. Dread days. My goodness, I'm so excited. So I'm not going to ramble on and on and on, but you just heard the song, Karen and Sharon, and before that, Taboo of the Black Eyed Peas. Of course, had to play a snippet of my intro song by my dear friend Morris Mills, native of Texas, but lives in Chicago, round and round. So just thank you so much. I'm dedicating this show to my late brother who died 29 years ago this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, who was a devoted lover of reggae music. I dedicate it to all of you who believe in spreading love. And that's one thing that Dread Days believe in, and that's spreading love and spreading positive vibes. So I'm not going to keep talking on and on because we have Najashi, the lead vocalist of Dread Days, with us, and hopefully we'll be joined by other members of the band also. So those of you that are attending tonight's show in Agoura Hills, California, hey, that's the hometown of Austin Brown. You all know how much I love Austin Brown at the Lab Brewing Company. Shout out to you guys also because I know they're gigging tonight on May the 26th at the Lab Brewing Company in Agoura Hills, California. And also they have a couple of shows in July at a festival, a couple of festivals. And they'll elaborate more probably on that also. I guess I could say it right. San Luis Obispo, California at Frog and Peach on the 13th of July, and on the 14th of July, Laytonville, California, Tano Park. And I'm getting some inquiries from friends and those that I network with that are inquiring about booking them down here in the Deep South and worldwide also. So just to kick it off, I'm going to provide you all with the email contact information when you're those of you that are interested in booking them in the near future. Okay, you can email Dread Days at dreaddays, DREADDAZE at gmail.com. Plus at One World Management Inc. at gmail.com. That's ONEWORLDMANAGEMETINC at gmail.com. Because even my dear friend Shamira is interested in booking them for a festival down here. You all know how badly I would like them to show up and show out at my birthday on August 11th. Well, I even told Shamira, I was like, my goodness, I hope to work with them. Maybe I can be a representative of them if that's what the universe wants us to do, because we're really vibing each other. But I won't keep rambling. I just want to share the their concert schedule for this weekend and in the near future with you guys, and also provide those of you who have been wanting to know how to contact them regarding booking them for shows. So we can really talk about the nitty and the gritty of things. And I know many of you want to know more about Deidre. So I'm not going to keep on. It's time now to introduce Dre Date.
Peace and blessings, Miss Beth. How are you folks doing? Blessings on my back.
Blessings to you and one love. I'm doing my best to keep my composure. May God grant us the words to speak his thought during this talk.
And that's right. That's right. I want to say blessings to you and all the good work that you do, Miss Beth, and to all your listeners out there worldwide. Blessings and, you know, God can keep trying to be very strong and on your path.
Yes. Amen. And like you always say, peace in. We must
peace,
keep the positive
definitely.
Vibes.
I got peace within to give it out.
Amen. Excuse me. I didn't mean to squeal at that. I think we have another member online also. Did anyone tell you that they were going to call also?
No, not offhand.
Let's see who's online. Hello, welcome to Supper Shock Entertainment Report.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Hello? Hello?
Peace.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Oh, happy Memorial Day to you, Ms. Nelson.
Yes.
I've been a big fan of yours for a while. On Facebook also. But is the band there alive with you or are you just alone?
We're
I would like to ask them a question too, but yeah.
Okay. We have the lead singer, the lead vocalist, the Joshi online, and
peace, my brother, blessings.
There he is. What question do you have for him?
Well, yeah, I would like to ask, with so many reggae bands and of the sort from, you know, state to state, I just wanted to ask you what makes you so different from the other, common stream type of reggae music or bands and whatnot.
Good question, my brother. What makes Dre Date a little different is our sound. You know, we are not like a total roots band, and we're not a reggae rock band. We're not a reggae hip hop band or a ska band. But we incorporate all musics to make what we do, because each one of our players come from an element of ska, come from an element of rock, element of roots, element of hip-hop. So within that, when we all get together, we create a sound that's a little unique to definitely what's going on in the scene now. We're all in the same genres, but we try to add a special little flavor, a little difference, just to make our vibe a little unique for the people.
Cool. Yeah, you definitely answered my question. Yeah, that's good.
So you did answer your question. Most amazing. They have, such a unique, positive vibe. And just to add why I love them, because they are different in just the way they fuse the different genres and their different backgrounds together, the band as a whole. And I love the way they collaborate with others. Don't you?
Well, see, I'm not too familiar with this band. That's why I asked the question. You know what I mean? Because there's so many reggae bands out there from state to state. Like, you know, one makes them so different. But you know,
right?
You know, I'm here for my question. You know, so,
you know what? That's amazing that you mentioned that, because that's one thing that Najashi and I had been talking about earlier in our private conversation. Joshi had been talking about how the different factions of reggae genres are out there, you know? And so that's good. It's kind of weird that you mentioned that, because we had been talking about that earlier.
Yes, yes. And Dread Days, we strive to give a good message, but not a preach message, but something that everybody can relate to, because, you know, we're all on this planet, on this earth together, so we try to make our music very palatable to, you know, people all over the world, because we all go through the same issues on a daily basis. So that's pretty much the vibes and the message at Dread Days. You know, we want to make you open and have a good time, but within that, open your soul and your mind to some other things as well too. So it's a multifaceted vibe of what we try to bring. Have a good time, but yet still, you know, to, you know, knowledge is always good too. So we drop a little knowledge, have a good time. So a nice mix, a good balance. The vibes of Dread Days, we try to bring a good balance to the people of the world, which we all need some good balance at any given time.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, definitely opens up one. You should friend them on Facebook and like their fan page, and most definitely check out the Reverb Nation page also, because their current music is hot and they're working on new music as we speak. And
new album coming soon.
After that, I do not like, and when you hear their music and their song, I have a feeling you're gonna feel that same vibe. You're gonna vibe that why they're different.
Right. No, definitely. Yeah. Well, you know, I've always been a big fan of yours, Mrs. Nelson.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, who am I speaking with? Name and city. Who am I speaking with? Name and city.
William Perez from Binghamton, New York.
Oh, that's you, William. Thank you, William.
Yeah.
William is a. I asked William not to miss the show this morning. You definitely kept your word.
Well, you know, for some reason I keep vampire hours all the time, so, you know, I'm always up during the early mornings and sleep all day. Like, you know, I keep vampire hours.
And you're a musician also. So, what's the name of your band again?
My band? Well, it's not actually my band. I just promote Luis Posado and his freestyle type of rapping, but you know, he's pretty much how you call. He's pretty much a free spirited type of person, so he pretty much goes out there and promotes himself. So he really doesn't need me. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for hooking me up with the artist, Louis also. But
yeah,
Louis.
So I say he doesn't even have a name for his band. So that's another thing that's, you know, he's kind of come up with a name. But anyway. Yeah.
Check out their tunes because did you hear the two songs that I played at the beginning of the show?
I caught it, but I did catch some of it, yeah.
They fuse rock and hip-hop and R&B. I mean, they fuse everything just perfectly.
Yeah, it's like a mixture of everything, but.
That's right.
Any more questions that you have? You can stick around and listen as we continue to talk. Any other questions?
No, I just had that one question. And it took me a while to come up with that question while I was, you know, waiting on the air. Like, what am I going to ask? When I get on the air?
Like Najani said, that was a great question. That was a good question.
Unfortunately,
it was a good question. A question a lot of people probably were thinking also, because that is important. Because you all are always hearing from us what is different about you, right, Najaji?
Exactly. Very true.
So thank you. Six members are in the band. So go ahead and share with us who are the members.
We have six members. So we have Donu, Durden on drums. We have Belfast Brian, rhythm guitar. We have William Gray on lead guitar. We have Steve E. Ross on bass. And DJ Thurgood is our percussion. And DJ, plays djembe and percussions. And we have gonna have a keyboard player very soon, so we're working on that, on the element. Our original keyboard player, Dred Isaac, he passed a couple of years ago, and we haven't had anyone to fill his shoes, so that's why we've been rocking pretty much without a keyboard player. But I think we have someone in the vibes that we're working with, so we're going to see how that works out. So we'll know that soon enough.
Okay, well, condolences to you all regarding the loss of your keyboard. Wow.
Yeah, Dred Ice was a very good guy, very talented, very, he was Spanish, his heritage was Mexican, but he was just a lover of music. It was Scott Heron was one of his heroes,
man.
This is a brother, yeah, very, very talented cat who knew music in many genres and was just a very loving, loving brother, you know.
So you, I asked you earlier during our private conversation because I know you all have been together many, many years, but you shared with me it's been you all decided to come together after doing many jam sessions, and as you all were in the midst of a jam session, like probably back in 6 years ago, like in 2005, 2006, hey, let's go ahead and create something magical.
Exactly.
And the name Dred Day came
from... Yeah, the name Dred Day from a friend. Days was always my name because, you know, I used to do solo stuff, hip-hop stuff, and work with other artists. And a friend of ours, they were with Patrice Rushen, the keyboard player, singer.
Love her.
Yeah, very talented young lady, very talented. So when he introduced, he was like, this is our Days, Dred Days. And that pretty much was just, it felt good when he said it. So that was been the name ever since. That's the vibe that we roll with. Our moniker, as they say.
Yes.
Wow. I have one more question, though. Another comes up.
Okay. Can you okay to answer one more question? What's your question?
Yeah. Just how long have you been together? Like, you know, as a group.
For about maybe 5-6 years. We were friends before that because we all played different. Other members played in different bands. And then, as I said, we just started jamming one day and doing our own thing, and then we decided to really make it a serious collective and tighten the unit and go forward in our mission of music.
Okay.
And if you're wondering who writes the songs, all of them take part in writing the songs, you know, and just collectively coming together with their music. Self-contained band, in other words.
Definitely. Yeah, we are. That's what Dred Days is about. It's like we're all here together, so we all add. Each one adds a special gift into the pot, and then we mix it up, and then we give it and serve it to the good people of the world.
And I have, like I said before, I've often played your songs. I tell Soul, Kitty. Your The Wall intro and the outro. Also, This Morning played Taboo of the Black Eyed Peas, and I love, and listeners love Mankind, your poetry piece with the piano by Nicola Sanzio. How did that come apart?
Nicola Sanzio, she's a music placement director that's based in New York. We were friends for a few years, and I think I was talking to her, and I heard some piano pieces in the background, and it tweaked my mind, and she said it was her that was playing, and I was like, wow, let me hear some more of your work. So she sent me a few MP3s of different pieces that she did. And that one right there just really stuck out musically to me. And from that, it was just the words just flowed. I really couldn't tell you how the words really, because I wrote it in one setting. Usually, sometimes songs come in pieces and bits and pieces, but that right there was written all in one go around, one setting, which I think is all things come from the Most High, but that one was really, because I love mankind, I love human beings worldwide.
Oh,
just like, we're all here together to live and share. So the mankind is what I saw was going on in the world a couple of years back, and just my feelings, and it had to come out. So that's pretty much, and Nicole was able to give me the piano piece for that to lay lyrics to lay on, and it fit perfectly.
It was written in one sitting, or freestyled in one sitting, because it literally flows. Mankind.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because it has like an infinitive flow to it.
Exactly, yeah. And I tell you, if you ask me if I could repeat again, I wouldn't, you know, it's one of those mystical things that happen at times, and I'm really grateful for the Most High to be able to place those words of inspiration for me to write it down and give it to the people, give it to mankind. That's pretty much
exactly
what it was for.
Mankind. I love the way you articulate that. We have about 50 seconds of live streaming, but the show continues on another 15 minutes. So I'm in the chat room. I'm getting so caught up in the conversation, I'm about to forget to go into the chat room. But I'm in the chat room right now. So if anybody have a question in the chat room, please share. So that's another good question, William. You have another question?
No, unfortunately.
But you should check out all of the songs. I mean, it's hard to believe that Dwall is their debut LP. And, yeah, I still use that term, LP. I love Vinyl. But they're working on new music, like I said, as we speak. And I just can't wait to hear the new music. But I can't wait for you and other listeners who are new to Dread Days to hear their music. One Drop, Running Around the World, Murder in the Name of Religion. You want to elaborate on that song?
Murder in the Name of Religion is written by our guitar player Belfast Brian, and you know, he's from Ireland, and you know the religious struggle that they've dealt with, the Catholics and the Protestants, neighbors, but battling under the guise of religion. A lot of people got hurt, a lot of people have died, so that's where that song stemmed from. And the little dancehall piece that I added to it stems from, you know, ultimately it goes beyond that, because the world, you know, dealing with the time, you know, how Islam is being perceived, and Christianity being perceived, and Judaism by the extremists. And we know that the Most High doesn't really need anyone to do his work for him, because he wants to kill people. I mean, that's something that, if you want to take people out, that's an easy thing. So for us as mankind, human beings, to take it upon ourselves to battle someone because of their religious preferences is very much a wrong thing, because that's the first. There's no coercion in faith. So whatever you believe, you know, that's your belief. So there shouldn't be someone to browbeat you or to put you in jail or to, you know, because of what you believe. Certain, you know, so it's a fine line, you know, which is a whole other conversation. But, you know, the main thing is that if your main foundation is the Most High, there's different streams that flow to the Most High. So as long as you're in that stream, you're in a good path. And that's the main thing for human beings, to be in a good path, because that's what it's all here together to learn. And variety is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And then you have songs like Home, Morning Time. Morning Time is a song that is definitely a fusion of hip-hop and amazing female vocalist, R&B vibe. It's just amazing. You have to, those of you who have not heard Morning Time, you have to hear it. But it's just an amazing song. Who wrote that song?
That song was written by me, Miss Jackson. It's funny because the morning time is always a rough time for me. I'm like William, I like to sleep. I sleep past the morning time sometimes. but you know, God said that the morning time is a blessed time. It's a time when the angels are in the heavens praising the Most High. And it's a refreshing. It's a new day. It's a new start. And so, and my mom, she loved the morning. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah, she was definitely an early riser.
I prefer
the late night. I'm like William, I like the late night. You know, I like between 2, 3, 4 in the morning. My antennas are definitely more attuned when it gets to the
time when my creative juices are really flowing. Of the times you just mentioned. What were
exactly,
you saying, William?
Exactly.
Huh?
I thought I heard you say something.
I agree with the leader. What is your name again, sir?
Nahashi.
Nahashi.
Definitely agree with you.
What is the meaning of Nahashi?
Definitely has something in common because, you know, I keep vampire hours all the time, you know? Yeah.
That's right. Well, Nahashi means one who believes in God and seeks the truth.
Oh, that's cool. I like that, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I strive to do on a daily, man. It ain't no joke in this world, but, you know, we got to do our best.
Definitely, yeah.
You are definitely inspiring the group as a whole and you as a person also. You, David Harris, Levi of Beverly Hills, and a few other people, man, you guys know you are just so inspiring on a daily basis.
I'm sure that you inspire a lot of people as well, Ms. Beth, and that's a blessing. And as I said, you know, on your path, you know, just keep it strong, keep it good, and all things will follow.
Exactly.
Wait a minute, you have somebody in your group named David Harrison?
I was just telling him about, I have another friend who's very inspirational. Agent based in Beverly Hills, very popular, David Harrison Levy. He's all over my page. He is, if you don't network with him, you definitely should. He's
not
the star maker. And he's very inspirational and loves to encourage and inspire people and bring the star out of people. If you really want to be a real star, or if you just want to bring that star out of you and dealing with your everyday life. So, I just love communicating with you, William, and with Hachi and David Harris Levy and a few others because y'all are so inspiring.
Right.
It's important for us to keep that vibe going.
Definitely.
Any relations to George Harrison?
David Harris Levy.
George Harrison, because that name is very familiar to me.
Because it's all over my Facebook page. Days and the fades are all everywhere. Not only on my Facebook page, but everywhere else too. Let's see, but the time is running low and have more questions and more for Nahashi to talk about. Do you want to go in more depth about talking about what we talked about earlier regarding reggae music and how we need more unity within the different genres?
Definitely, yes. That definitely is a... Listen, before, you know, Bob Marley, and I hope everybody saw the Marley movie because it's a very, very good movie, very inspirational. You know, Bob was a very deep individual, very good person, very true soldier, and, you know, that is like the umbrella, and then from there, each, pretty much everybody has, reggae right now is broken off into many different little factions and splinters vibes, which is all good because, you know, everybody gets inspiration and builds on their take of whatever they're, you know, you may see somebody cooking something and you put your spin on it. So nothing's wrong with that. But what the issue is when we take something and we segregate the greater good, you know what I mean? That's the issue that I feel going on in reggae now. Is people have taken bits and pieces from the fruit, but they don't really want to acknowledge the tree, so to speak. You know, it's about the collective, and since it is an influence, and we're all here together, and it is a conscious one love music, then it should really be that, because that's what Bob spoke on, and that's what he preached on a regular basis, and he fought against anything that was not it. So for people to take it upon themselves and segregate the music that is a conscious one love, it's really against the grain and against the message of what really Bob was speaking, you know.
Yeah, definitely, because Spice, variety is the spice of life, is what I meant to, is the quote I wanted to say.
Exactly.
We need to show more homage to the forefathers and mothers of reggae music and groups, and remember Steel Cuss and the Wailers, and the list goes on and on. Because I was excited when reggaeton and dancehall music became popular, I thought it was just going to be like you said, just a niche, and but still showing respect to true reggae.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I didn't think it would become so divided. But one thing about Dread Days, you. Dread Days, the band fuses all together.
We try to step in all, if there's different steps or every splinter that is splintered off, we try to step in each of those splinters, because we're not really one to be just in one group or one category. We like to spread out, you know, so everybody can get a taste of what you do, just like a good buffet. You know, when you walk into a buffet, a place that have a buffet, you have meat, you have fish, you have fruit, you have desserts, you have...
I like your metaphor, man.
You know what I'm saying? But it all, it's all spread out. And,
exactly.
You know, the fish is not saying, don't put me near the meat. The meat is not saying, don't put me near the fish. Everything has its place, but it all lives together. So it's a variety where people could be able to take your liking and what you like. But within the buffet, it's still a buffet. So you have to respect the buffet environment. You know what I mean? You can't just say, okay, I'm just going to eat this, when there's a whole plethora of things to enjoy. So it's incumbent on you to be able to enjoy much more in that kind of environment. And, you know, that's what Dread Days, we try to make people enjoy all of the foods, not just roots, not just dance hall, not just jazz. It's supposed to be a music is music. You know, we're the ones that put categories on things, but really sounds that come out of instruments. We as the human beings say, okay, this is a jazz, this is reggae, this is this. But ultimately, it's sounds and vibes, man. You know, we've lost that little small nuance of really what things really mean, and we've put other definitions on things that really don't belong.
Yeah,
and so I mentioned you also, I love the dance element. And of course, to me, you know, slow jam reggae or the up-tempo like Kitty, like the song Kitty. I will elaborate on Acha Soul and Kitty. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Yeah, well, Acha Soul is this before, it's like a homage to the good R&B singers of past, especially Barry White, you know, Teddy Pendergrass of the world. So, that was our influence and our inspiration in that right there for Ice House Soul, R&B flavors.
It's so sexy and sultry. And it makes me think of Barry White and Teddy Pendergrass and even my friend L.B. Shore. You know, that just that vibe, that Quincy Jones type, Secret Garden.
Right, exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's our influence from listening, my influence from listening to those songs growing up and what music is and adding my flavor of what I feel inspired me.
Okay. We have about 2 more minutes. Now, can you elaborate on Kitty and share with us your concert date tonight?
All right. Yes, Kitty. We have a show tonight. I'm coming up at the Lab Room in Agoura Hills, which is probably maybe an hour outside of LA, about northbound on the 101. So it's always good vibes to, you know, leave LA and travel the world. I'm looking forward to coming down south and being able to vibe with the beautiful people down in the south, the East Coast, West Coast, Florida, all over the world. We're trying to get to the world, and that's what, we hope and we pray that the music will take us around the world. But as far as Kitty, the song Kitty, that is an empowering song for women, for young girls, to let them know that you don't have to. God is giving you gifts. When God said he gives you gifts, which is charms, which is, you know, women have charms. I don't have to elaborate exactly, but you know what I'm saying when I say charms, women have. So, and it's not about sharing it with every and anybody, you know. So, you know, and from what you see music is and what you see on television, it's very, you know, something are a little loose.
Not I do have one more question, though.
It's such a fun, naughty song, but it's a good naughty song with a moral to it.
Exactly. For the young girls to keep everything tight, keep it real, keep it to themselves, and don't share it with anybody.
I do have one more question before you go.
Yes, Brother William, tell me.